Thank you for calling Loya Insurance Company. Your call may be recorded for quality assurance. Gracias por llamar a Loya Insurance Company. Su llamada puede ser grabada para garantizar la calidad. This call is being recorded.
Hello, thank you for holding. This is Rochelle. How can I assist you?
Hey, Ms. Rochelle. My name is Shakira. I'm actually calling from Nation Safe Drivers. I do have a mutual customer on the line. She's trying to get roadside assistance, but I'm not sure if there was an issue with her policy or what exactly is going on. So I was just trying to see if you're able to assist me with the issue. I do have the policy number that she gave.
Yes, absolutely. I'll take that.
All right, it's going to be 968-195-3558.
Okay, perfect. Let me get into the policy, okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect, ma'am. So I do see some notes here on the policy for Mr. Tyrone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So his policy is active. He actually started his policy back in March of 2021. However, on his I stated payment since March has not had a member fee. So when he made his payment, they didn't take his payment for roadside assistance because there's a member fee, which is a $2 to $3, and so that mm-hmm. fee was never taken. So what happened was that he needs to re-enroll to receive that roadside assistance. So in this case, like I said, right now, you know, the policy is active and everything is good, and he does have, you know, some vehicles insured with us. But since March, we don't have him enrolled in roadside assistance.
Okay, because I did speak with the wife. It stated that she is located on the policy also. She stated that she called in and she spoke with someone, and they were supposed to re-enroll her or try to see exactly if she is able still to get services. So would we be able to still give her services, or because she isn't re-enrolled, there isn't any way for us to override that service, or what exactly we can do for her?
No, of course. So in this case, the only thing that we can do on our end is re-enroll her. To re-enroll her, she needs to have MI, which is Mr. Tyrone, main insured, step in and sign the contract. That way we can enroll him back on the motor club contract, I guess you can say. Well, mm-hmm. that's what it's called on our end, but it's roadside assistance, in other words. So mm-hmm. we would have him come into an office, sign the paperwork to re-enroll him. Either way, I don't believe that it's going to be, like, reflecting on it immediately mm-hmm. right after he mm-hmm. signs the contract, because it does take some time to reflect on your end as well. So mm-hmm. The only thing that I can advise right now for future reference, just have him, you know, step in ASAP. That way we can re-enroll him and get that payment mm-hmm. for the difference that it would be to re-enroll him, of course.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect. Thank you so very much for that information. I will be reaching out to the wife because I do have her on the back line. And also, I'm pretty sure she'll, you know, notify Mr. Tyrone to come in and just go ahead and try to get everything resolved.
Yes, absolutely. We'll be more than happy to help, okay?
Perfect. Thank you so very much again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.